step up your spirited efforts to attain the beautiful paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Thus, listen, it is narrated that if any object from paradise, the size of a fingernail, is revealed in this world, all the land and the seas would be beautified by it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if a heavenly bracelet was to be displayed, it would cancel out the sunshine from the sun, just like the sun dims out the lights of the stars. A space small enough to lay down a whip in paradise is better than this entire world and all the things in it. Walls in paradise are made of gold, bricks are made of silver, and mushk is used to join them together. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, the dwellers of paradise will be presented with the tastiest of the tasty cuisines. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Whatever the people of paradise will wish shall be presented in front of them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When they see a bird and they wish to eat it, it will be presented to them roasted at that very moment. If they wish to have water, a container will come in their hands and it will have the exact amount of water, milk, heavenly wine and honey that they desire, with neither a drop more nor a drop less. After they have finished their drink, the container will go back where it came from. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're listening about paradise. Worldly alcohol has a foul odor, a taste, a bitter taste, and an intoxicating effect. Whoever drinks it loses his reasoning ability, self-control, and starts using bad language. The wine in paradise will be free from such negative factors. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, there are no impurities in paradise. One will have a fragrant burp, which will be enjoyable, and he will also perspire fragrantly. Subhanallah. All the food will be digested. The burp and sweat will smell like mushk. Just like breathing, the tongue will be glorifying and praising Allah Azza wa Jal voluntarily and involuntarily. Everyone will have at least 10,000 servants at his service. Each one will have a silver bowl in one hand and a gold bowl in the other hand. All bowls will be filled with a variety of blessings, that is cuisines, each different in color. As they eat, instead of the taste reducing, it will actually enhance. Each morsel will have 70 flavors, each distinct from the other, and all these flavors will be tasted without the other flavor overwhelming the other one. Neither will their clothing ever wear out, nor will their youth wither away. If someone were to wear clothing from paradise in this world, whoever saw it would faint, as people would not be able to bear its sheer brightness. If any hoor, that is heavenly maiden from paradise, were to place her saliva into the ocean, it would all turn sweet. According to one hadith, if a hoor were to place her saliva into the seven oceans of the earth, the water would turn sweeter than honey. Besides the hair on the head, the eyebrows and the eyelashes, the dwellers of paradise will not have any bodily hair. They will all be clean shaven and their eyes will be lined with kohl. Everyone will look 30 years old and will never look older than that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're listening about paradise. When all the dwellers of paradise would have entered, then Allah Azza wa Jal will ask them, do you want anything else that I shall provide you? They will say, you have illuminated our faces and you have let us enter paradise and saved us from hell. Then the veil which is drawn upon the people would be lifted and they will see Allah Azza wa Jal. They will not be awarded anything greater than this gift. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of your beloved, the compassionate and the beneficent Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, endow us with your divine vision. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.